You're listening to the Epic Event Podcast with B. Carroll Events founder and CEO, Bree Carroll. A show that breaks down how strategic experiences with purpose, impact, and community help you hit your business goals. Now, here she is, Bree.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Bree Carroll of B. Carroll Events, and I am excited to dive into what purposeful planning really is. So I love this concept, as you can tell, but let's break it down so that we are all on the same page as it relates to purposeful planning. So some of the things that we first need to start off with is, what is purpose? And I love how it is defined as a noun, the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. As a verb, it is have as one's intention or objective. I really like those last two words of intention and objectives. And I think that really drives the planning process when we are being intentional and when we are focusing on objectives and we are trying to meet the mark as we are planning your event experience. So let's think about it this way. I like to say that we take a goal-focused approach. That is how we like to plan events, because oftentimes if we don't have clear objectives, right? If we're not nailing down what our measures of success are, then how do we know that we should continue on this effort? How do we know what we should put into the event? How would we know who to have speak at the event, right? So I really think nailing down those objectives is a part of the first steps as it relates to purposeful planning. And this goal-focused approach, let me break that down a little bit too, because your goals may not be another person's goals. They are unique to you. They're unique to your experience. And I don't think that we should judge based off of other people's goals. I think, and that's the thing, when you just get that snapshot or that highlight reel of someone's events and it's like, oh, it looked amazing. But do you know what that person's goals were? Maybe the only goal that that person had was to get that beautiful image. And that may not be the goal that you have. You may have profit goals. You may have impact goals. Maybe some of your goals that you're reaching to is that this event is like a stepping stone to the next thing that you're going to offer your audience. Or maybe it is a launch of a book or a product. So you have certain impact and awareness goals that are different from someone who may be having profit goals. So I think, especially as we talk about purposeful planning, looking at those objectives, looking at those goals are very, very important and very, very valuable to ensure that you are aligned. Now let's talk about the R word that you heard in there, reason. There has to be a reason behind what you are doing, especially as it relates to planning an event. This can be a very lengthy process, right? Some of my clients that we get to work with, we are planning for a year. That is a long time to invest in developing and creating an experience. And there has to be a reason, or put another way, a why behind that, right? So when we identify our reason, when we identify our why, it really helps us steer that ship in the direction that we know that we need to go. And it also keeps us going. It also propels us to that finish line, especially when things become more challenging, when quotes come back higher than we think that it's going to be, when something goes wrong and now someone cannot show up. I don't know about you, but right now travel has been a little hit or miss when it comes to the airline due to the shortages of pilots and some strikes and things. So when you're faced with, oh my goodness, are my people going to travel to my event. You have to have a why, a bigger reason that you're doing this for, so that you can continue to push forward to that finish line. So that is what purposeful planning looks like, because we don't want to see people quit. We don't want to see people start off in a direction and go a completely different way. Now, there is definitely need for some purposeful pivots, right? We've heard that word, that P word, pivot a lot, especially as it relates to the pandemic, right? But if you are planning with purpose, then you know why you may pivot one way to or the other. If you are not purposefully planning, you are getting just blown in the wind. Just, have you ever seen during a storm when the wind starts to blow and that little branch and those twigs are just getting pushed to and fro, whichever way the wind blows? It's interesting because I see a lot of event hopefuls or event host hopefuls getting blown back and forth by well-meaning vendors, right? A vendor may say, hey, this would be really great. How about we do this? How about we add this? How about this? And give you all of these suggestions that sound good. But if you have not gone through a process of purposeful planning, then you don't know what to say yes to. You don't know what to say no to. You're not sure what's in alignment. And you don't have an overall strategy to help guide your decision-making process. So that is what purposeful planning is. That is an overview of why you should lean into purposeful planning. And if I could leave you with anything, I would encourage you now. If it's been a while, maybe you already have done an exercise like this, I would love for you to take out pen and paper, or maybe you want to do it on your laptop or even in a note on your phone, and just write down that reason. Write down your why. What is your why behind an event that you may have on your heart? What is the why? What is the reason, right? Because as you start thinking about the pain points of those that you want to serve or why you want to do this event, just personally, not just for other people. Because I think oftentimes we can jump to like, why does this make sense for other people? But I love the author coach, Candace Davis, as she talks through even authoring a book, there has to be a why that is personal to you, right? Is it profitability? Is it expanding your brand? Is it impact? Like, what is your why? Is it positioning you as a thought leader? What is the personal why? Not just the outward why for other people, but what is the personal why? And I think once you do this exercise, and it can be in a list form, it doesn't have to be just a one-liner, but after you nail down that why, then that will kind of get you in the flow of purposeful planning, because now you're starting to build out how you can make decisions, how you can be strategic on the timing of your event, how you can be thoughtful for things that align, whether that's people, partnerships, collaboration. Purposeful planning is the way to go, as opposed to just throwing something together and missing a mark that you never established in the first place. So I hope that this gives you a little food for thought, and I hope that you continue to stick with us on this journey as we nail down what purposeful planning looks like.
Thank you for listening to the Epic Event Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, drop a review or share with a friend. This has been a B. Carroll Events Podcast. For more, head to www.bcarrollevents.com/podcast.